Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week of fun and mayhem as Dan Sheridan and I, are still in Dearborn, Michigan, enjoying the wonderful weather. It's still cloudy and the sun has not shown up in 3 weeks. And so, yet we're soldiering on in the sunshine of God's grace. We talked to you on Friday about the secret of marriage. And as great as that was, this is kind of a downer. That's why we kind of let the weekend go in between. You had time to think about that, to make love to your wife and think about God, because a wife is a wonderful substitute for God, invigorating and fulfilling for both parties.
Yeah, and we say that with due reverence.
Because of course, yes, due reverence. And now we're going to talk about the secret of lawlessness. Folks, Satan's presence today is not seen or known. Believe me, it's rampant, it's out there, but it's not evident to the eye, and yet he's operating in a secret way now, in a way in which he did not operate in the past, in a way in which he will not operate in the future. During Paul's administration of grace, Satan is operating in a covert manner, and he's dispensing his evil and his poisons and his lies through dupes, through useful idiots, namely the Christian church and its ministers, its pastors, its priests. Including other religions too, but the theologians today and those who pose as ministers of righteousness are useful idiots. They're dupes to the Satan dispensing lawlessness through them. Dan, would you read for us that passage where we read the phrase secret of lawlessness? I believe it's in 2 Thessalonians 6 and 7.
Yeah, 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter verse 6 and 7. And now you are aware what is detaining for him to be unveiled in his own era, for the secret of lawlessness is already operating. Only when the present detainer may be coming to be out of the midst, then will be unveiled the lawless one.
And who's the lawless one?
Don Rickles.
That's true. Well, really? I thought it was... I did think Don Rickles.
Yeah, it was from a Zender talk, I think you related.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just remember, when someone comes saying, I am the Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I thought, how could Jesus say, many will be coming, saying, I am the Christ? How could anybody fall for that? It's like some guy that looks like Don Rickles, this is what I said, comes along saying, I am the Christ. I am the Christ, you crazy hockey puck. Nobody would fall for that. But they're coming, the deceiver's coming, and all these deceivers are coming saying that Jesus is the Christ.
Yeah.
They're acknowledging Jesus. They're acknowledging that he's the Messiah, and yet they're putting forward a substitute for it.
Would you agree that the lawless one is the beast ascending out of the land in Revelation 13?
He's talking about the man of lawlessness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
And we know people ask me, Martin, Obama, he looks a lot like the Antichrist. He's bringing the one world government about. Do you think Obama is the Antichrist? My answer is, I think Obama shows a lot of characteristics of the Antichrist, except for one, that is, the Antichrist is going to be likable.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
The Antichrist is going to be even slicker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And to the point that Christianity is going to embrace him. As our Lord says, the end time deception, this has to do with the secret of lawlessness, that lawlessness is now hid. It's now wearing a cloak. One of my favorite A.E. Knott quotes is, religion is the greatest cloak evil ever had.
Mm.
That's the secret of lawlessness in a nutshell, is evil now is wearing a cloak, is wearing righteous garb. And of course, we're going to have to go to 2 Corinthians 11 for this. Evil's wearing righteous garb. Satan is disguised as a messenger of light and his ministers as dispensers of righteousness.
I agree.
Nobody knows this. Nobody knows this.
Yeah,
though.
No, that's
because where are they looking for evil? They're looking in the bars. They're looking in the strip clubs. They're looking at all these obvious places where evil. People who are looking for evil in the obvious places, the usual suspects, the bar, the strip club, the joint, whatever. They are not aware of the secret of lawlessness.
Yeah,
they don't understand the secret of lawlessness.
You look at modern Christendom today, if you were evil is found, like you said, bars, strip clubs, communism,
obvious evil, Muslim, whatever.
Yeah, we're in Dearborn. I'm saying it, but we're in America.
Yeah,
that's
radical Islam. The people who want to kill us.
Everything is pointed, and it's funny. They don't think it's in their own midst. They think they have nothing to do with this lawlessness.
Yeah, my thinking on this is that God is setting up these diversions. God has set up these obvious evils. You remember Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah.
How did they break a prisoner out of the camp? They set a fire on the east side of camp, and they broke the prisoners out on the west side of camp. So they set up a diversion. So all the guards, including Sergeant Schultz, nothing. He's running to the east side of camp to the fire, and they're springing prisoners out over here. Satan's doing the same thing. He's setting up Christianity to fight these obvious evils like pornography at Walmart or abortion. I know it's terrible. I'm not saying it's not. But these are obvious evils, and he has Christians fighting these, but not realizing that God is, or Satan is working a worse evil in the midst of Christianity itself. This entity that sets itself up as the one fighting evil is actually the carrier of the virus of the worst evil ever foisted upon the human race, namely eternal torment. That God is this monster, and everybody's turned from God because of the evil Satan's working through Christianity. They don't know they're doing this because yeah. They're busy fighting these obvious evils.
You know, it's interesting. In verse 2 Timothy 2, verse 3, Paul says, "No one should be deluding you by any method, for should not the apostasy be coming first, and the man of lawlessness be unveiled, the son of destruction, who is opposing and lifting himself up over everyone term God or an object of veneration," so on and so forth. Do you know only two people are called the son of destruction in Scripture?
Yeah, who?
The man of lawlessness and Judas.
Oh, yeah, really? I didn't know that.
One of Christ's own disciples are called the son of destruction, John 17, verse 12. So what does that tell you? That it has all the appearances. Do you know the disciples couldn't recognize that Judas was the traitor?
That's a great point. He must have been a nice guy.
So something about Judas was appealing that they could never figure that out. And that's how lawlessness is going to operate. That's why God says they'll send them a strong, an operation of deception.
Yeah, 2 Thessalonians 2:12. Deception, right.
And it's going to deceive. And you and I know from the end times that Christianity has a big role to play in this.
Yes. They're the number one bringers of it, and I think that they're going to be the number one acceptors of this man of lawlessness. They're going to accept him. In fact, I believe he's going to rise somehow out of their midst, out of Western Christianity. Knock says, look to Greece, you know, in the last days. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, he's speaking of those who are opposing him, and that are boasting above and beyond Paul's teaching. Paul says this in verse 13, and this is the secret of lawlessness in a nutshell. He says, "Such are false apostles, fraudulent workers, being transfigured into apostles of Christ." That's the cloak I'm talking about here. That's the cloak we're talking about. They're being transfigured into apostles of Christ. Paul says, "No marvel," verse 14, "for Satan himself is being transfigured into a messenger of light. It is no great thing, then, if his servants also are being transfigured as dispensers of righteousness, whose consummation shall be according to their acts." Now, this is the way Satan operated in the past. This is a special operation of Satan in this present era, which is why Paul calls it the secret of lawlessness. Not many people know about this. That's why we're telling you about it. In the past, Satan would attack directly, right? Didn't you do that with Job?
Right, he did.
Yeah, attack the flesh. Now, in the last days, the dragon is going to be another direct attack. When the body of Christ is snatched away, Satan is going to again revert to his tactics of old, namely seek and destroy.
And here's the point, what you just said, he's going to go back to his old tactics. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6, it says this, "And now you are aware what is detaining
it." Yes, there it is, beautiful, right there.
"For him to be unveiled in his own era."
In his own era. Now is not the era.
Now is not, "For the secret of lawlessness is already operating." So it's operating now. "Only when the present detainer may be coming to be out of the midst, then will be unveiled the lawless one." So and it's obvious from Paul's letters that the detainer here is the ecclesia.
Is the ecclesia.
And when we come to be out of the midst, then will be unveiled the lawless one.
And
he cannot be unveiled as long as we're here.
That's right.
It has to operate in secret form.
Yes, and it is. And so, but Satan's after us. He wants members of the body of Christ. He doesn't want anyone to become members of the body of Christ, because members of the body of Christ are going to usurp his realm of sovereignty among the celestials. Therefore, he is pulling out every trick in the bag. He is pulling out every possible deception. He's disguising himself in robes and religious garbs to get so many people distracted.
Dude, check this out.
Yeah, what do you got?
It talks about Satan with all power and signs and false miracles and with every seduction of injustice to those who are perishing because they do not receive the love of the truth for their salvation. Those who don't love the truth, they are what appeals to them is the exciting stuff.
Yes, yes.
If you don't love truth, words on a page, you will be drawn to something exciting. And I'm going to say this with all respect and love. That is why churches are filled today. That's why churches have to have marketing plans. That's why churches have to have the pretty lights. That's why churches have to have worship services. That's why churches have to have all the amenities to appeal to the soul, to the sensations, because people are drawn to excitement, not to the truth. And that is why the churches are the ones who are going to take the lead role in following the Antichrist. People think Antichrist, that phrase, has to do with opposing everything that looks Christian.
Yeah, they think it's instead of Christ. Or they think it's against Christ.
It's instead of Christ. Instead of. It's not opposed. It has all the appearance of righteousness.
Yes, and the secret of lawlessness is operating primarily in the Christian church. That is the number one deception in the earth today, and the end time deception, the final deception will spring from Western Christianity. That's why Dan and I, together and in our own shows, we are imploring you to get out of organized religion.
Get out altogether.
Separate yourself, because the secret of lawlessness, this era where lawlessness is hidden, this era is going to end. And God is going to come out of heaven. We're going to see this when we talk about the secret of God here at the end of this week. God is going to come down from heaven, and lawlessness is going to unveil itself, and we're going to see it for what it is. And if you're in it, I mean, you're in it now. If you're in it, you're in it now. But it's going to turn. It's going to become what it actually is, and the cloak is going to be dropped, and we're going to see it for what it is, and there's going to be much death and destruction to organized religion, because God himself is going to clear the table of politics and religion when he returns to restore this earth and the sovereignty of this earth to Lord Jesus Christ. You don't want to be there when it happens.
I'm almost in tears right now, but I have to make this appeal. If you're drawn to the Christian religion, it's not because you love God. 2 Thessalonians 2 says, you have not received the love of the truth.
It's true.
You love injustice. And injustice is garbed in God's name. Think about that. My dear friend, if you're drawn to the system, if you're drawn to the organized religion, it's because you love, you're fascinated with flesh, soulish things, rather than the love of the truth. Escape it.